It is truly a dream come true for the CIA.
You know, the FBIs and the NSAs of the world are appreciative of the fact that Google and Facebook, you know, have built business models around collecting user data, because it makes their jobs much easier.
That article in Time started with this anecdote. They're sitting in their transparent cubicle in their open space in Facebook. Robert Mueller was the one man in the room with a tie on, and he was older, in a suit. And he comes in and he says, I was just in the building and I wanted to say hello to Mark Zuckerberg. So he says hello to Mark Zuckerberg, a little chit-chat, and then he leaves. And everybody's saying, what the hell was that? Now, nobody asks the question, why was Mueller in the building? He's the head of the FBI.
So on the one hand, Mark Zuckerberg has said he wants to create a more open society, and Facebook is a way to do that. On the other hand, you know, there's a lot about the way that Facebook uses information that people don't know.
If only there was a way of knowing how much information these companies were storing about us. Well, in the case of Facebook, we learned some pretty interesting things thanks to one student in Austria. And unlike the US, Europe has a law that requires a company to tell a customer what data they have stored on them if that customer wants to know. And Facebook, unlike most major internet companies, had actually built a headquarters in Europe.
Apparently, we were like the only three people that were like pushing hard enough and like asking again and again and again, and going through also the Irish authority to finally really get at least like a bigger part of our data set. We still didn't get everything right now. Got it right there, just to have like an idea how much it actually is. That's like just
can I hold
to
it?
Picture it and to see how much it is.
Wow, this is more than a baby.
Yeah, that's 1,222 pages. I'm a member of Facebook for 3 years, but I was using it more intense for like the last 1.5 years or so. What's interesting as well is that I didn't post too much actually. Like I'm a person who posts something like once a week or so.
With this giant ream of information in front of me, is it hard to go through it and actually find specific details about a person?
No, that's super easy because it's PDF. I mean, we just used the search function in the PDF file. So you just type in one word, let's say a demonstration or sex or a political party or something, and within a second you find the right information. So within a couple of minutes you can figure out what people voted for, what, I don't know, psychological problems they have, what parties they've been to. All these informations are like really easy to find actually. While using that service for such a short time, you still had a data file that's bigger than anything that any CIA, FBI, or I don't know, Stasi ever had about an average person. If you hit the remove button, it just means that it's flagged as deleted. So you hide it actually from yourself. But anyone like Facebook or any government agency that wants to look at it later can still retrieve it and get it back. And that means that it's there for an indefinite time. Even though you hit the delete button and they ask you 3 times if you really, really want to delete it.
It's not actually gone.
It's not actually gone, it's still there.
We'll be right back. границы. Но когда впервые ощущение зеленого пришло ко мне, как когда мог встать только на боку из-за зубцов на спине, как когда понял, что нет ничего самого большого красного числа проще, когда ты мне объяснил, что жизнь еще проще и жестче. Жизнь жестче, чем все, что бы ты ни было на 35 миллиметров снял. Жизнь жестче, чем ты ожидал, когда был мал. Чтобы ее смягчить, у меня не хватит мощи. Жизнь жестче, да точно, жизнь жестче.
It is truly a dream come true for the CIA. I am It is truly a dream come true for the CIA. It is truly a dream come true for the CIA.
Thank you. Girls are desperate to you. Girls are
Fingers. got to buy tokens. I've got to buy books because I'm getting big and my mom's not rich. She can't give me money every time I need it. And the little money I have left in the bank, that's for my further education at school. You know, so I don't know what to do now. Every time I apply for a job, they tell me, don't call us, okay? We're going to call you in a few more weeks. And I, it's the same thing all over again. So what am I supposed to do? Quit school, kill myself? No, no, the only jobs they have in this neighborhood is selling drugs. That's about the only thing you can do around here. And I wouldn't want to work in no store because I'm too smart for that. So I need a job. I want to work with children. I want to do something with kids. I like to run a play school. That's the reason why I need the money to continue going to school, because when I do graduate, I can run a good play school, a nursery school, and I don't have to get in trouble with the city. But I need a job in order to do this. So what should I do now? Huh? What should I do? Talk to me. Do you want me to sing? Should I sing?
I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by.
Tell me what I've done. Now, so far, are these visual things the only effects you've had?
No.
What other effects?
It's all to do with color. It's all to do with round, with shape. Everything's color. Everything, you know, is... Oh, it must be to do with orange. Not only with orange.
Oh.
I haven't seen color. I live in a monochromatic world. I can't use color.
I see.
a garden of mouthings, purple, scarlet, speckled, black. The great coral has dilated, peeling back their silks. Their musk encroaches, circle after circle, a well of scents almost too dense to breathe in. Piratical in your frock coat, maestro of the bees, you move among many breasted hives. My heart under your foot, sister of stone. In burrows narrow as a finger, solitary bees keep house among the grasses. Kneeling down, I set my eye to a whole mouth and meet an eye, round, green, disconsolate as a tear. Father, bridegroom, in this Easter egg under the coronal of sugar roses, the queen bee marries the winter of your year.
Communication is very, very important. Like what our organization, what Ralph is in, everybody's got computers. So they contact each other by computers. They had the meeting last night instead of tonight. They changed it. Nobody called.
Because you don't have a computer. That's why.
Now I got to get it. I got a roll room.
You got to get a computer. Because everybody's with a computer now.
Well, it's like a nice thing. It's a great gadget. It's good, but I'm not into it. I haven't got the time on computers.
Yeah.
And why we got to get all this equipment and stash everything up? Like, I haven't got the time to sit down and work on it. So.
Okay.
When a man called Robinson was released from Edgecott Open Prison, he made his way to the nearest city and looked for somewhere to haunt. The house had once been a hotel and was not far from the river. For a few weeks, he dared go no further than the city's outskirts. He believed that he could communicate with a network of non-human intelligences that had sought refuge in marginal and hidden locations. They were determined to preserve the possibility of life's survival on the planet and enlisted him to work on their behalf. In the library, he photocopied Jason's anticipation of the crisis. It seems to be easier for us today to imagine the thoroughgoing deterioration of the Earth and of nature than the breakdown of late capitalism. Perhaps that is due to some weakness in our imaginations. He was equipped with an ancient cine camera with which he made images of his everyday surroundings. In the middle of March, the banking crisis intensified with the failure of an £11 billion Carlyle hedge fund and the near collapse of Bear Stearns, the United States' fifth largest bank. From a nearby car park, he surveyed the center of the island on which he was shipwrecked. The location, he wrote, of a great malady that I shall dispel in the manner of Turner by making picturesque views on journeys to sites of scientific and historic interest. He had read that one of the factors that enabled industrial capitalism to develop first in England was the mobility of the previously settled agricultural workforce. Such labour market flexibility, however, derived not from any Anglo-Saxon customary freedoms, but from government legislation, an act to prevent the removal of poor persons until they shall actually become chargeable, the 1795 amendment to the Settlement Act. In the interest of freeing hands to go where burgeoning capitalist enterprise needed them most. same year, a meteorite fell in Yorkshire, which confirmed the reality of meteorites and led Robinson to conclude that a meteorite fall necessarily coincides with an event of major historical significance. He was reading Carl Polanyi's The Great Transformation, published in 1944, which locates the origin of 20th century catastrophe in the development of market society in England.
And this shape here is what I call the monoform, which is simply a name I give to the basic structure of what we see on television, and in a majority sense, most of what we see in the commercial cinema today. Because you don't just see a subject, you see something being communicated, so-called, to the audience via a particular system of communication. Of course, it's a series of rapidly editing pictures, constantly displacing us from one thing to another, from one subject, one visual image, with all its associated metaphorical, symbolic, personal meanings, different weight of information on the screen, different mass, different shape, different movement, and we're asked to deal with that, usually in 5, 6, or 7 seconds, which is the average cutting one leaf, and you change the next, and so on. Endless barrage of visual information, which is, of course, being accompanied by an audio barrage, all being thrust at the audience in a one-way, monolinear push from beginning to end, where, in fact, of course, what the audience is to feel or decide at the end point here is already determined at the beginning point on all sorts of levels.
Do you want me to tell you what's immoral? War is immoral. Poverty is immoral. Racism is immoral. Police brutality is immoral. Oppression is immoral. Genocide is immoral. Imperialism is immoral. This country represents all those things.
I just wanted to let you know that my neighbor
He doesn't quite regularly. It's just that I don't usually call you guys, but I'm just a little bit fed up now. He does it usually like 3 times a week. All the time, he's like a bit of a fruitcake.
You were to tell us tonight what arrangements you've made for us. You were to tell us tonight what arrangements you've made for us.
Atomic energy and her discoveries, made about 100 years ago, completely changed our conception of the elements and the place of the atom.
You were to tell us tonight what arrangements you've made for us.
At the place of the atom.
It's 8:27.
Discoveries
made about 100 years ago completely changed our conception of the elements and the face of the earth. You were to tell us tonight what arrangements you'd made for us.
Good evening, children. Tonight we shall talk about atomic energy and how discoveries made about 100 years ago completely changed our conception of the elements and the place of the atom.
You were to tell us tonight what arrangements you've made for us.
At the place of the atom.
It's 8:27. What arrangements you've made for us.
Good evening, children. Tonight we shall talk about atomic energy and how discoveries made about 100 years ago completely changed our conception of the elements and the place of the atom.
You were to tell us tonight what arrangements you've made for us.
At the place of the atom.
It's 8:27.
Changed our conception of the elements and the place of the atom.
You were to tell us tonight what arrangements you've made for us.
At the place of the atom.
It's 8:27. You were to tell us tonight what arrangements you've made for us. You were to tell us tonight what arrangements you've made for us. You were to tell us tonight what arrangements you've made for us. You were to tell us tonight what arrangements you've made for us. You were to tell us tonight what arrangements you've made for us. You were to tell us tonight what arrangements you've made for us.